This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan and you. You can visit PenFed.org for details. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Sage Rosenfels will join us, former Vikings Redskins quarterback. He hosts the Locked On Vikings podcast. We can talk to him about the Redskins-Vikings game and more. Wanted to mention, I'm going to be on Wizards Hang Time tonight, pregame, before the Wizards take on the Sacramento Kings. Cakes was schooling me on the Sacramento Kings because I was like, that's got to be one of the worst rosters in the NBA. Much like the Hawks, who they beat on Saturday night. So that's going to be on at 6 if you want to watch on NBC Sports Washington. Interactive show. They use Skypers, tweets, all that sort of thing. And then I'm on the post-game show after. That's Wizards Overtime.
Nice.
So you can check me out doing some Wizards coverage. But, yeah, that's just another bad team. And that's what the Wizards need to do because we thought they had a rough start to the season, 5-5, because there were these great expectations based on what they did last year. Now, a year ago, they started the season 2-8. So 5-5, you're like, why are they losing these teams? Win a couple games that they should, Lakers and Hawks, all of a sudden they're like the 4 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
So, I mean, things change quickly. I know a few days ago people were looking at the standings and like, man, Cleveland's the 13 seed right now in the Eastern Conference. They're going to be a top 2 seed.
Yeah.
They're the Cleveland Cavaliers, and as long as LeBron's healthy, they're going to be a top 2 seed.
Sacramento, by the way, is 1-6 on the road.
I want to take that bet. I kind of want to take that bet.
Oh, you think Cleveland's not going to be top 2 seed?
Fall out of one of the top 2 seeds?
I'll make the bet right now. $20.
No, I can't do 20. I can do 5. I'm not that confident.
All right, let's put it in the book.
Do it.
All right, put it
in. $5. Give me the book.
It's nice for them to be a 3 seed.
And by the way,
the only reason they won't be a top 2 seed is if LeBron just doesn't care, because that's sometimes they don't care.
Right.
Like last year, they didn't care about being a 1 seed.
They got to get all their parts.
Plus, they might be ducking the Wizards cakes.
Yeah, I'm so sure that's the case. Are you kidding?
They got to get all their parts. They don't have all their parts.
Well, that's not a caveat for the bet.
Yeah, I get it.
The bet is they're a 1 or 2 seed.
But, I mean, if Thomas is kind of iffy all year, I certainly wouldn't bet that.
Well, JP's betting it.
They're not that good. I mean, they're proving that.
Stay the 10th.
By the way, Sacramento has a Bobo.
Sacramento has a – they do. They have a
Bobo.
I think it's a Bojo.
A Bojo Bobo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a Bobo. It's not the Bobo that we saw last
Bojan
year.
Bojan Bogdanovic. Except it's Bojan Bogdanovic.
It's Bogdan Bogdanovic.
What happened to our Bobo?
He's
Where'd
on
he
the
go?
Pacers.
He's with the Pacers.
How's
he doing?
He's stroking it.
He's killing it.
He's dropped threes.
He's not bad. He's giving you like a 13-8, I'm going to guess.
He's better than this Bobo. But there is a Bobo. You'll see another Bobo in town.
That's right.
But anyway, check me out. NBC Sports Washington tonight at 6. I think we do a little Facebook Live thing like 10 minutes before, so maybe 5:50.
As long as the Bulls keep losing. I care about the Wizards and Bulls losses.
All right, you care more about the Bulls losses.
No, I care more about the Wizards, but I care about Bulls losses too.
I can tell you right now.
I was bitter when they beat the Magic.
I was
so bitter
on the
about that.
I'm looking at the I'm going to do what I did last week, and it didn't work out for me, where I just diminished the Vikings.
Okay.
I'm looking at the Saints.
Oh, I did this bit yesterday during the Uncensored pregame show.
Let me guess. Vikings, right?
Yeah, denigrated
who
they
played. I did that all week, and of course it didn't play out.
They played Flacco and Kaiser, the last two quarterbacks they faced.
Look, the Saints are favored, and they deserve to be favored, but if I was to look for a reason why to try to get excited, I would say.
I already know you're going to go.
I would say, I mean, they beat the Panthers. They're not that great.
Right,
the Dolphins. The
Panthers
Lions.
Are 6-3.
An Aaron Rodgers-less Packers team. A Bears, a Bucks, a Bills. So, listen, they're putting up points. They've got Drew Brees. They should be.
All right, well, they're not just beating these teams.
I know.
They're destroying.
They're only giving up 18 points a game defensively. And that's fine. They should be 10-point favorites. Not saying that they shouldn't. But if I was to look for a reason why I might be hopeful, I would say, well, it's not like they've beaten a murderer's row. And so, but, you know, you got to look for something. I'm giving them a 5% chance of winning. I'm not saying we're going to win. We should be 10-point dogs.
Do three, B.
I'm just saying, it's not like they've just, you know, they haven't beaten a ton of sillies.
Do you guys want to hear some of the comments about the Vikings?
Sure.
From me?
Well, just the compilation of everyone.
All right. Yeah.
They're the Vikings. The
Vikings aren't that good.
I agree. I don't think they're that good.
Defense is irrelevant. You got to have a silly offense, and you got a Nubs quarterback, backup running back, white wide receiver.
You know what? I'm going to pick them. Field goal game.
Do you know who their field goal kicker
21-20.
Is?
They're efficient. I mean, they're not going to score 40 points, but they're pretty efficient.
Then who they played is poop.
By the way, you're denigrating Kai Forbath? I believe he's 37 of his last 38 on field goals.
Right, he just misses extra
Since
points.
He's joined the
he just misses
points.
The extras, yeah.
Missed four extra points.
Okay,
listen,
but
he did yesterday.
He stripes 50 yarders.
Well, not usually. He got lucky.
Lately, he does.
He got lucky.
Hey, I was right. They didn't score 40.
They came pretty close.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a great thing, but I'm just if you're trying to look at something, you go, wait, where did they? We going in that game last night. We had the or yesterday we had the toughest strength of schedule in the league. Where is theirs rank? In the middle of the pack? I'm gonna guess it's middle of the pack.
It can't be very high.
It can't be very high, but from what I'm looking at, I mean, some of those teams have winning records, but I mean.
I'm almost over the strength.
Because the Vikings had this terrible strength schedule.
Because
the
league in general, outside of a few teams,
the league is week to week,
is all pretty much even.
I guess.
So, you know, I can't look at these teams and go, oh, they didn't play anybody. You could say that for any team on any given week. I mean, unless you're playing the Patriots every week or the Chiefs.
I mean, the Skins have played the Niners. Okay, I understand they played.
Yeah, but even with the Niners, we had the toughest.
I understand, but they still have played the Niners.
Okay, but even with that, we still. Well,
I understand the low-hanging fruit is on the back portion of the schedule.
Well, hold on. No, even though we played the Niners, we still had the toughest schedule. What does that tell you about how tough the other games were?
They're tough, but and they squeaked against the Niners to get a win.
They played. They played down to the Niners.
I'm just trying to find a way to.
You're just
not
trying to
put
find a way
5%.
To make yourself feel a little bit better about that.
Feel like you have a chance. I'm trying to look for a chance. It's hard to look for a chance if you see the Saints scored 47.
Wasn't
scored
that your
52.
High school quote, Cakes? Something about a
silver linings may disappear, but they always shine. Those are the eternal words of one Ronnie James Dio.
Right,
nobody knows who that is.
Why don't we switch gears for a moment? We got Sage Rosenfels joining us in about 10 minutes. Do some entertainment page.
Entertainment page?
It's basically the sexual harassment page, right?
Yeah, it's a void.
Hey, it only worked for CBS Radio and watch the compliance videos. These guys could have saved a lot of heartache for a lot of women and a lot of their own money.
Oh, yeah. People are definitely not watching.
Basically,
their compliance
every guy
videos.
In their 60s or 70s, they were just creeps.
I guess so,
right? Politicians, actors. Because it's guys like
it's
Dustin Hoffman, Richard Dreyfuss.
It's all ages. I mean, Brett Ratner's in his 40s.
Okay.
I mean,
they're
guys
he's just
all
a creep.
Ages. They're guys all ages. The box office, Thor, number one, again, $56 million this time. So far, it's made $211 million just domestically. That's the magic hammer, right? That's that bit.
It is the magic hammer. Who is Thor's co-star in Thor Ragnarok, EB? Hint, he's green.
I don't know.
Shrek? The Incredible Hulk? You don't know the Hulk is green?
I know the Hulk is green. I didn't know that the Hulk is Thor's partner.
Yeah, that's his co-star in Thor Ragnarok.
I don't know anything about
it. Could have been Green Lantern.
That's true.
That's actually who I thought you were going with.
Okay.
But I couldn't name him.
Donnie Simpson, Green-Eyed Bandit.
Could have
been. Props to him. Does he have 40 years now in DC Radio? I think he just celebrated that milestone.
At least.
Props to him.
He's doubled our career.
Of course he has, because he's silly.
They made a lot more money too.
Oh,
Daddy's Home 2.
So much more money.
$30 million
He's
at the box
office.
He's a member
at RTJ, so jelly. Mm-hmm.
What did remember Kevin that give that?
Kevin gave it a 3, but it was 0% Rotten Tomatoes.
Hold on, right. Got a 0?
He gave it a 0. No, no.
No, Kevin
he gave
loved
it a 3.
It.
But Rotten
he
Tomatoes
about the flawed Rotten Tomatoes system.
Okay. Which gave it a 0.
I saw Rick Snyder gave Murder on the Orient Express. I think he gave it a 0 star. Said he fell asleep in it.
Oh, really?
That did $28 million. That just made me laugh. Bad Moon's Christmas, Bad Mom's Christmas, Bad Moon. Andre Rison, Bad Andre Rison Christmas did $11 million.
Right.
And Jigsaw rounds out the top five. Man, there is some
there's
poop.
Poo. There's all kinds of poo out there.
Just poop everywhere.
When's your poker movie coming out?
Christmas Eve, I think.
I want to see it. I think it looks cheesy.
Either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
I hope I'm wrong. Do you have the new, we're going to do a pie or poo? You ready
for
this?
Yes, fire poo time.
Fire poo time.
Don't say.
Don't say.
Yeah, don't.
Who's
don't,
the, don't, do we don't know who the artist is?
It, well, you'll know instantly, but don't.
Okay.
Just you'll know instantly.
Tay-Tay?
Pyre poo.
Sounds like a slam poet.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like some hipster getting up on stage.
Yes.
Like an open shop. Open mic night.
Don't like it.
You like our pie and poo sound effects?
I like it.
Yeah, but I don't want to ruin it before we give the grade.
What's your pie sound effect, though? Yeah, that's a good point.
Whatever silly egg timer for silly pie.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That means your pie's ready.
Yeah.
Pie's ready.
It's time to
be
eaten. Don't put it on the window. Crust. Put it on the windowsill.
Yeah. What you live in the 20s? People don't do that.
And JP mentioned Richard Dreyfuss. He's accused of exposing himself to a writer at some point.
Why do all these guys just pull it out and just show it?
I told you, guys get psyched.
What does
to pull
that
it
do
out.
For them?
I don't get
they
it.
Get psyched
do they
to
think
pull it
the
out.
Girl's just going to hop on it?
They get psyched.
What did they do? I don't understand that
I don't
fetish.
Think they get psyched. Louis C.K. at least owned it, right? Louis C.K.
Yes,
is the only
kinda,
guy who's
but he
kinda,
never said he was sorry.
He never
so
apologized.
Just
I thought he did.
Okay, they just no, he acknowledged it, but he never apologized.
Oh, I thought he did say
Dreyfuss apologized. I don't know for that incident, but he said, I was a terrible, terrible person.
Okay. Silly. You got to give him credit for that. So he's anyway, it is what
but
it
I
is.
But I don't get it. You just you pull down your trousers and you right. just – show yourself. What do they expect the girl to do?
Maybe they're hoping for that one hour.
Maybe it's just a thrill. Maybe it's just a thrill for them.
They're hoping for that one hour they're going to get sized. But most of them, they're horrified.
I'm just so glad I've watched all the compliance videos so I don't sexually harass people in the workplace.
So it is what it is. They'll just keep coming out forever. It'll never stop.
All right, coming up next, Sage Rosenfeld is going to join us. He hosts the Locked On Vikings podcast, former Redskins QB back in the day. We'll talk some NFL with Sage next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.